Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
So AL West, 17, 18, and 19. AL Pennant, 17 and 19. World Series in 17 is what the Astros did. Mm-hmm. And the question's simple for me. Was it worth it? If you're an Astros fan and you live in Houston, you're season ticket holder, you love it, you love those Stros, and you sat through what was told to you was going to be a rebuild. And they lost 100 games a couple times, if I'm not mistaken, or damn near close to it.
They were down in the tank
for
a while.
Bad. Really bad.
Post Biggio, Bagwell, and pre these guys showing up.
Post Enron. Enron wasn't the only thing that lost big in Houston. I mean, it was bad. It was super bad. And you realize the heights of this. You saw these guys come into town, and you were excited. And, man, you went to the stadium, and it was rip-roaring. And now you're on the other side of it. And now you know it's going to be bad again, probably. You lose your first four picks in the next two drafts. Your first and second round pick in each of the next two drafts. $5 million, that doesn't affect you at all. But you lose your manager, your general manager, and you're flying by the seat of your pants right now. And you know it's probably not looking all that up, right? It's probably going to be a downturn, at least a small one. Were the high times worth it? For me as a fan, purely from a fan standpoint,
right?
I say hell yeah.
Yeah.
Give me
a championship.
Right.
Absolutely. It's the same thing when they talk about vacating titles the NCAA does because a team, you know, had an ineligible player or impermissible benefits. Guess what? I was still at that game. I still jumped up and down with my friends and family. I still went to the parade. Give it to me.
All of a sudden they were cheating. Let's look at it in Pittsburgh-centric terms.
Let's
right?
put it this way. If you were told a couple of years after it happened that the 2013 wildcard team, I'll use them as an example.
That ball was weighted that Cueto had.
Right. Or that right. Russell Martin's bat was corked. Or that Marlon Byrd was electronically being fed signs. Does that change the way you felt that October night? Hell no. Hell no.
It changed the way I feel. Why the hell didn't it work against the Cardinals in the next series?
Fair question, Jim. But it doesn't change as a fan. You still experienced all that.
Even if they void the championship, which to me is one of the most hollow things you can do as an entity that runs a sport. Or
I mean, like Villanova didn't really beat Georgetown according to their records. I mean,
you think Patriots fans give a damn how much their team has cheated over the years?
No.
Their kids have gone to how many parades?
It was the biggest fine in the NFL at the time by far. By far that the Patriots were made to pay. You think it affected them one bit?
Nope.
You think they said that time that I got drunk in the parking lot and went to that game and we had that big parade and it was fun and Gronk was smashing beers over his head? Right. That really didn't happen.
Now, I will say this. Like, if someone came to me and said, you know what? Those back-to-back cups, we found out this. I don't know what it may be. Would I have a sense of disappointment in the organization or whoever was found guilty of cheating? Yeah, sure. Obviously. And are you going to have to carry that with you as a fan of that team? Yeah, sure, obviously. But it doesn't take away, like you said, those memories. It doesn't take away the fun you had.
Because they're
celebrating
feeling that proactively
things.
In Boston today. They're preparing themselves for that in Boston today, and they're saying,
they better be.
You know what? In 2018, when we won that World Series, right? I mean, that's what's happening today. We're about to have that all tarnished and tainted and lost, and people are going to say, you didn't win it. On the up and up and fair.
Although they're actually pretty adept up there already at being able to shake that. So I imagine if somebody says Alex Cora is suspended for the next year and the 2018 Red Sox will forever be thrown into doubt and question, they'll go, we got six Super Bowls that way.
Here's the thing that's different, though. The one we present with the Pirates is a hypothetical. The one that Houston fans are living is not. It's very real. Just as what Boston fans are about to realize is very real. And I just don't think, and we can't put ourselves in those shoes. It's not us. But if I was a Houston fan today and it was real and not a hypothetical, I honestly don't think I'd feel one bit guilty or one bit of remorse
about
it.
Oh, as a fan, I wouldn't feel guilty or remorseful. Again, I'd be disappointed, like, man, really? Because, again, as a fan of that team, your team is forever going to be thrown into question, forevermore. Think about it. We'll forever question the New England Patriots, right? And now we'll forever question the Houston Astros, and especially that pocket of success that they had with Cora as the bench coach and Hinch and everybody else. We'll forever question it. Now, if I'm an Astros fan, you know what happens when you question me? I go, I don't care. I went to a parade.
Right. I had the fun times. We talk about this a little next. Put yourself in those shoes. All right, here's a great text here at 412-928-9370. As an Astros fan, this wouldn't bother me in the slightest as a fan. You literally cannot erase history. But as an Astros player, specifically a guy like Verlander who came over late in a season and finally won a championship, I would be more than bothered that my greatest career accomplishment is tarnished. That's the thing with this Astros deal, Chris, that I think you're dead spot on right about. There have to be varying degrees of how complicit and how much each of those guys on the 25-man throughout time were involved in this.
Oh, absolutely. Like, and how much did they, you know, we talked earlier about Mike Fiers and what different people may have different feelings about him going to the Athletic with this story in the first place. But I think you also have to question, as I go back and leaf through the commissioner's report, the 23 current and former Astros players who spoke to the commissioner's office in Major League Baseball and what they said, as now A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow are the guys that get punished. And none of the players see any punishment. When you go up and down, you start to look at splits, right? You start to look at the guys and how some guys performed at home. I think Carlos Correa was markedly better at home than he was on the road. You look at Springer. You look at Altuve. You look at Alex Bregman. All the guys that were key to that 2017 team. And you're left wondering, like, okay, what is it with the how much of what these guys did was legitimate, and how much of it can you say, well, no, like, Alex Bregman's a great player, you know, George Springer's a great ball player, they would have had a certain level of success anyway. Well, then why'd they cheat? You know, it's really hard to reconcile those.
I'll tell
two
you
things.
Another fallout from this, what it's going to be next year. Not just keeping an eye on the Astros, how many games the nerd quotient in diving in and out of every single statistic in every single situation, especially at home in games that are played in Houston for the Astros players who had played a bunch of games there in the past, is going to absolutely make our mind blow up. What if you think it will, though. It'll, because here's the thing. Everybody will try to draw a direct – like if you go through a slump, right, people will then – try to draw a direct link. Well, they're not cheating. They got caught. You're not going to be allowed to just go through a slump as a hitter. You're not going to be allowed to miss on a 2-2 pitch that's right down, you know, that's belt buckle high right down the middle. And,
right.
Well, you know why he missed on that? Like, that will – and it's fair. It's fair.
Absolutely.
But there are going to draw lines that aren't always there and make it about that. And it is going to absolutely just make you go crazy if you consume the Astros at all.
Well, because and it's fair, though, to question everything now. And how much of it was legitimate, how much of it was illegitimate, and how many players.
But this is exactly why
much.
I question Tom Brady and will forever and question whether it's one touchdown pass, 10 touchdown passes, 100 touchdown passes. And, like, I get the long eye from a lot of people, especially Boston people. You know, I got blasted on Boston radio a bunch of times. This is exactly why I do question every single one of Tom Brady's accomplishments, because we don't know and we can't quantify.
And it's always, look, again, and the other side of that coin is you can admit and you can honestly assess that some guys are just really good, right? Like, we would say that about Altuve. Like, if you look at Altuve's splits from 2017 in particular, I think he actually hit better on the road than he did at home. So did Altuve actually benefit at all from the sign stealing and the cheating? That's the part that is difficult, because you'll always question, okay, who benefited? How much did they benefit? And how much do you now question everything they did? There's just no easy answer for any of those. I mean, they won 63% of their games .634 winning percentage at home over the last 3 years.
And you remember that run that they had when Gerrit Cole was pitching very well last year. They weren't just winning games in the end of the year. They were blowing people out. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're winning games 14-2. They're winning games 11-0. They're blowing people out.
Or go back to look at the 17 postseason run and how many times they got big hits from the guys that are in question now. You're going to want to go back and do the John Boy and look at the video and do I hear a banging on a can somewhere? There's too many questions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.